Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
So I took a late nap. Yeah, well, not even a late nap. I woke up middle of the nap. You know, one of those kind of situations where you wake up middle of a nap and you have to pee or something like that, and you realize you're still just really tired. You know, you just don't feel like you. So I go back to sleep. So I go back to sleep tomorrow, yesterday afternoon, and I literally wake up right quarter to two. And kickoff is at 2:40, which is, by the way, you don't want your team playing Wednesday at 2:40. You just don't. I can tell you that from experience now. You don't want it. So I'm groggy. I get up. I feel better. At least I went back to sleep a little bit.
Would you have been okay if they'd given you a little more notice? You know, because you didn't know they were playing on Wednesday afternoon.
Well, I mean, I'm free.
Recently.
I'm free. I'm never sleeping that late. So it's, the fact was, though, I get down in the basement, turn the TV on. Get everything ready to go. Kickoff's at 2:40, basically, Central Time.
What do you do to get everything ready to go?
Bloody Mary.
But I didn't do that, Puss, because I just woke up from a nap. It's still Wednesday. You know, I know we like to brag about partying all the time, but I'm not going to drink right then. I'm just not going to do it. I don't want to. It's my daughter's birthday. We're going to have a little dinner that night with her at the house, and I forgot to pop up a bottle of wine later on in the evening. So I'm sitting there, and our pilot buddy, Mike, is also a Pittsburgh guy, and he apparently was nowhere near throttle to bottle, so he took a picture of himself drinking, day drinking, watching the Steelers with his girlfriend or something like that, sends it to me, and I'm thinking, man, I wish I could drink right now, but I just don't want to. And then I tweeted out, I don't like getting pissed at the Steelers on a random Wednesday afternoon.
I like to get mad at other stuff on Wednesday afternoon.
Yeah, exactly. My football hate is really for the weekends. Hate and love. So, no, it was not cool. I mean, they won. That's all that matters. But
yeah,
still,
you got the win.
Yeah, I realize that. But, you know, it just wasn't as cool as I really thought it was going to be.
What a Wednesday night.
No, you know what? With our hours, not really, because I don't like being up late on those weekday. We've all talked about that.
No, game's over at 7. That's great.
Yeah, that was fine. That was fine. You know,
well, you better hope to hell.
Well, hope to hell what?
Ryder doesn't end up playing for a Maxion team. Because you're going to end up.
Somebody said that. Right. I saw somebody tweet that.
Tuesday, Wednesday.
The Steelers won a Mac Wednesday afternoon game.
Hey, some of those games on Maction Wednesday nights kick off at like 5:30.
They do. Yeah. They do. People are dry. Yeah, whatever. So, it was over, and they got the win.
Well, I had no horse in the race. It was just nice getting back from a little walk.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
flipping
right
on the TV,
yeah.
And there's some football.
I was tweeting about the game a little bit, and I saw some people going, I'm a bad football guy. I didn't know this was on. I said, well, how would you know? Why would you know it was on? Why would you even think it was on your radar? Even if you're an NFL fan and you're not paying attention and it's not your team.
Well, if you're an NFL fan.
You could randomly forget about it, though, Todd.
You're paying attention to all the coronavirus rescheduled games, so you know that game's out there.
Yeah, but you're not. Now you're working. We have off.
Oh, yeah.
Most people are not off. At 2:40.
No, but you would know that the game was on.
Right. If you were a Ravens fan or a Steeler fan, you would certainly know that game's on, and
you'd
probably find some way to weasel out of your work somehow.
Comedian Steve Gillespie going to phone the program later on. He's at a Funny Bone right this weekend.
Yes, he is.
FunnyBoneOmall.com. Socially distanced comedy Friday and Saturday, and please stay socially distanced and wear a mask. Yesterday was basically a 9/11 in this country. 3,100 people passed away in one day.
Was it?
And we have a waste of skin president not doing dick.
Some kind of record for hospitalizations,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. We got a waste of skin not doing dick. So congratulations on voting for that
douchebag. That's Wednesday afternoon
that
hate.
That is Wednesday afternoon hate right there.
Thursday afternoon hate and Friday afternoon and Saturday, Sunday.
Well, and deserved hate, too, by the way.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Greg Evans, we had a death, right?
Yeah.
Somebody, nobody had him.
But nobody knew.
Oh, nobody had Rafer Johnson.
Yeah, does anybody know who Rafer Johnson is other than us old guys?
Well, maybe not, but he's famous.
I'll admit.
He's really famous.
You don't know?
I did. I saw the headline later. He was an Olympic athlete.
The name rang a bell right away when I saw the name. I knew the name, but then I was you guys texting out. You were. But then it said who he was. I remember. Oh, of course, I remember Rafer Johnson.
Well, in 1968, when Robert F. Kennedy, mm-hmm. who was then Attorney General?
No, he was also running for president.
That's right.
Right.
Got assassinated. Right. Rafer Johnson was the guy who wrestled the gun away from his assassin.
And that was the second thing that made him famous.
Right.
Yeah, he was an Olympic athlete. Right?
Whose name was, if I recall, Sirhan Sirhan.
Yep. Yeah.
Was he a bodyguard? Why was he
there? Yeah, that's a great point. I just heard that little fun fact later on. I don't know if it's a fun fact since it was. Since it was an assassination, but it was a side factor. He might have been a bodyguard, or just might have been working the place.
Or just might have been there,
maybe. Out. But he was obviously he was a famous athlete, and in 1968 he was really famous. You know.
Well, I flashed back to a conversation we had with Emilio Estevez. Did he make a movie about this?
Yeah, called Bobby.
Yeah. Okay,
Characters around that night.
Well, he randomly ran into a woman in Northern California who just happened to be there.
Right.
I think she was working the kitchen the night that, she was right there
and
when Robert F. Kennedy got assassinated.
Decided to write a book about it. Right?
Yeah,
I know she'll write a movie about it.
Rafer was working on the campaign of Robert F. Kennedy, and with the help of Rosie Grier, apprehended Sirhan Sirhan.
That's right. I remember hearing Rosie Grier, but not... Rafer Johnson's name.
Yeah,
they were both. They were the two responsible.
Rafer Johnson was a big civil rights guy too.
Yeah, Rosie Grier. Those two guys could have beat down Sirhan. Sirhan was like 5'4". You know, they just held him down. I believe they should have beat the hell out of him though. That guy's still in jail. I don't think he even died yet.
Really?
I think Sirhan might be alive.
No, he's still alive.
Yeah,
is he?
Yeah, mm-hmm. He's still in the prison.
76 years old.
Yeah, he's been there since 68. 68. Yeah, he's a pretty young guy then.
Life in prison with the possibility of
parole. Well, he ain't getting that.
No death penalty. Buddy of mine and I were discussing bringing back the death penalty for if you want to enforce the mask mandate.
Yeah,
people who get caught without a mask.
Oh yeah,
we put them to death.
Yeah, well, they're killing anybody. Right. They're killing people anyway
because they're causing death.
Right,
therefore, they should be put to death.
I'm for that.
No trial.
I'm pro death.
Just take you out
back. Well, I'm not pro death penalty. I'm pro those guys.
Oh, you aren't. Okay. Well, I'm pro death penalty when it comes to non-mask wearing.
Oh yeah. No, I switch on that. Yeah, I'm like, it's like people go, well, abortion's okay if your dad knocks you up. You know, those people that just those kind of people. So abortion should be okay for everybody. For
I read the. Have revisited the death penalty rules in some states.
You mean you're talking about what Trump's trying to do right now? Barr's trying to kill some people before they on the way out.
Yeah,
on the way out,
they want to go ahead and say
just kill a bunch of people on the way out.
No, it's not just lethal injection.
Firing squad. They want to bring that back.
You can breathe a little nitrogen because some states still have that on the books. Or firing squad. Some states still have the firing squad on the books. And the last guy I know that got shot. To death as capital punishment was some guy in Utah.
Yeah, that was Gary Gilmore.
But
I think there was one in the past 40 years since then.
somebody who wasn't as famous.
Yeah, wasn't as famous, but I think it slid under the radar that we remember. Craig might know more. I'll push you to just Google that. That's what this is about. You Google everything now. When's the last time the guy was put together, put to death by firing squad?
Firing squad.
Yeah. Was and it where Gilmore? Was it? Was it David Gilmore?
And was it Utah?
I don't think it was David Gilmore.
No, excuse me, not David Gilmore. Gary Gilmore.
Gary
Gilmore. David Gilmore.
Pretty sure he's still alive.
Yes. God, Bickham. Our buddy Bickham almost passed out.
Yeah, he did. Just gave him a heart attack.
Gilmore, firing squad.
Gilmore's his hero, man. Jeez, sorry, I just killed David Gilmore. And by firing squad. Somebody didn't like the last couple Pink Floyd albums, I guess. I don't know.
Gary Gilmore in 1977. Yeah, right. And there was one in 1996.
I remember that. I remember there's one since then, right?
Robert John Taylor in Florida.
Florida.
Yeah. I think he chose that because nobody ever chooses that, you know?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. The murder charge was in Utah. That was another one in Utah.
Got it, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, 1996.
All right. Wonder what kind of gun they used to take them out.
Well, it was more than one.
It's a squad.
It's a squad.
Yeah.
It's five or six guns, and don't they say one of them has a blank in it?
And they all use bazookas.
Yeah.
I thought all of them but one had
no,
a blank
I think
in
it's,
it.
No, I think it's one without. I think it's one with a blank. That way.
That way you think you had the blank.
You can always think.
Everybody
that's
can
what
always
I heard.
Think.
You could always think it was you. But I'm guessing if you're volunteering for that, you don't care.
You're probably not hoping for the blank.
Yeah, you probably want the bullet if you're actually volunteering for that.
Well, you might not volunteer for that.
You do. I don't think they make people do that, Todd. I've also read more about that. I think that is you might have to be qualified and know what you're doing and also be in the some sort of military or the a cop, but I think you have to volunteer because they can't just make you kill somebody.
They got to show you. Yeah. You got to show your deer trophies on the
wall.
To show that you're a good shot. Yeah.
If you read to the rest of the article here, you find out there was actually one in 2010.
Okay, I thought there was one more recent than that.
In Utah again.
Okay, morbid curiosity. Does it mention what kind of weapon they use when they're shooting someone to death?
Can't be a long rifle of some sort, right? Don't you think?
Yeah, it can't be a .22 or some 240 small caliber.
That's a 240-06.
240-06 will kill you.
240-06 will blow your head right.
If you hit him in the head.
blow your head clean off.
And I'm not sure where they hit him. Do they hit him in the head?
No, the heart. They have an aim for the heart.
Okay.
Yeah.
They put a little target on there?
Basically, I'd read, I don't know.
Old paper target.
That's one thing I don't want to see, you know?
Yeah, I'm not seeing much info here on the actual kind of gun or bullet.
I didn't figure they'd dispense that information, but
if Ricketts is listening, though, he's starting to chub. Isn't
he is.
Oh, he wants to kill. That good Catholic wants to kill people. Yeah, which that always made me funny. The good Catholics just love the death.
Well, Ricketts going to be bummed when he finds out there's an ammo shortage.
Oh, is there really?
He's going to have to import those like he would the drugs he wanted to kill people with.
All right. Steve Gillespie, Craig Evans, Nick Allen.
And I'm going to stop reading about firing squads because this is just bringing me down.
And today is Thursday, right?
Yes, it is.
All right, Thursday.
December, year of no Lord.
Yeah, that's for sure, yeah. All right, come back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.